Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Once again, we're with you to inshallah go over a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran, going over the Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah. First, let's listen to the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the previous sessions, we've gone over the first verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we went over the second verse in the last session, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Before we move on, there's a few points that I'd like to mention about this verse and about the surah in general. This verse, as we left off, Rabbil Alameen was not explained fully. Rab means the caretaker. In English, we translate it to Lord, but Rab, the deep explanation of Rab is a person who the existence of these beings is 100% dependent on. That means if we are left alone, if He does not want us to exist, we will not exist. Everything we need is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our needs are of two types, our physical needs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided this universe so perfectly to provide us with all those needs. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the other attributes that He has is ar-Razzaq, a person who gives sustenance, the individual that gives sustenance to His creatures, to those who He has created. So this is one aspect of rububiyyah. And the other aspect of rububiyyah and lordship is guiding humanity, those beings that have understanding, those beings that have free will, that make decisions based on that and based on their understanding, and that they are judged on the Day of Judgment based on their actions. Rububiyyah means that He guides them. And this Holy Quran, the messengers that are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the last Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose message came in the form of the Holy Quran, this is one aspect of rububiyyah. One other point about the verse is, we see alhamdulillah being mentioned as thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times when we are talking about an incident, or we want to say something good happened to us, we use the word alhamdulillah. Does that have any basis or any foundation in our narrations? Before that, let me talk about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what that would mean. Can we ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what all He's given us? Is it possible for us to thank Him? There's a very beautiful narration that we have from one of the Imams that tells us, if you think deeply yourself too, you will realize that there's no way that one could truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Let me explain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with this understanding that we have. He created us with the ability to speak, with the ability to think, and all of that. Now, when I think about my life and I see all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realize that I owe a thanks. And I open my mouth and I say, thank God, or ashukr, that's used in Arabic. Ashukru lillah. Is that truly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where did this power to speak come from? What was it that enabled me to speak at that point? It could have been that something could have got stuck in my throat and I wouldn't have been able to pronounce these words. Okay, something could have happened that I wouldn't have been able to pronounce these words. Thank you, God. What happened? Who allowed me to do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who gave me the ability to say that? Who gave me the ability to understand and to see for myself that everything that I have is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He gave me all of that. So when I thank Him, I actually owe another thanks to Him for this understanding, for the ability to speak, for the ability to thank Him. So I owe Him another thank. And once I give that other thanks, I again need to give Him another thanks. So if you think closely, as the hadith says, as the narration said by the Imam, there is no way that I can truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because every thanks would need another thanks for that thanks. But we have a narration from Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi. You can find this in the book Khisal. I don't think it's been translated to English. It's a book that's a book of narrations. It's compiled by Shaykh Saduq in the 4th century after the Hijrah. It's been narrated from the 6th Imam salamullah alayhi. He has said, قال سمعته يقول. The companion says, I heard him say, شكر كل نعمة وإن عظمت أن تحمد الله عز وجل. The thanks for every blessing, although or however great it may be, is to say Alhamdulillah, to acknowledge that all praise is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This acknowledgement is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says through His imams, that this will count as a thanks. Although thanks is not going to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will benefit us. He doesn't need that praise. Who are we to give Him praise? We are His creations. We are 100% dependent on Him. We have nothing of ourselves. So how could He need or like our praise? It does not hurt Him, as the Holy Quran teaches us, whether we disrespect Him, whether we thank Him, we act according to what He's told us. Everything that He's told us is because of us, not because of Him. So this acknowledgement that all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us some points about Himself, gives us some understanding about Himself. And this point was mentioned in the second verse, that all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to our benefit. We need to understand that all praise is to Allah. Why? Because we may be misled if we think otherwise. We are not understanding the universe properly if we think otherwise. That's an incorrect understanding of the universe if we think anyone else deserves this. An incorrect understanding means incorrect decisions based on that incorrect understanding. So He's giving us correct understanding of this universe to be able to make those proper decisions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah teaches us that all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who is the Lord of the worlds. As some interpreters have said, this alameen refers to the world of the human beings and the world of the jinn, okay, the other beings that we have on this universe that have free will and understanding, and that will be judged based on their actions. The next point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Himself is He repeats what was mentioned in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The other attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He's all beneficent, all merciful. Apparently, maybe why this verse is mentioned at this point is to give both aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is this mercy that He has, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and the next verse says, Maliki Yawm al-Din. He is the master of the day of judgment and the day of retribution, that He will be judging the people and the punishment will be coming from Him. So He has all mercy and He has the punishment in the hereafter. This is a very brief explanation or very brief teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us about Himself for us to come to this understanding and then to call out, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That after understanding these points, I truly understand that it is only You that I worship, and it's only You that I will seek help from. Because what is worship? Who deserves worship? As we said a number of times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe out of nothing. And everything in this universe depends on Him. Everything in this universe gets its power from Him. Nothing can happen in this universe unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to happen. So does it make sense to worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For anyone else can do nothing unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow it. And it's only Him that we ask help from. Because again, it's only Him that can answer that help. If my friend can help, if my father can help, if my family members can help, if my teacher can help, where did they get their power to help? Will they actually be able to help me? Anything could happen to stop them from helping me. So if they are able to help me, all of that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him to help us in our lives, to help us understand His religion deeply, to help us practice His religion better, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah مولانا الله 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 Allah مولانا الله
العلي والواهب السخي أنت المعبود حقا أنت القيوم الحي أنت القيوم الحي
الله مولانا الله 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 الله مولانا الله
يا أيها العلي والواهب السخي أنت المعبود حقا أنت القيوم الحي أنت القيوم الحي
الله مولانا الله 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 الله مولانا الله